T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle, which you can get on the Odyssey app. Oh yeah, listen to our show, listen to The Rock. Also, how about some Odyssey exclusive stations that are curated just for you?
BJ, are you a big fan of the power ballads?
Oh, are you kidding me? Come on. The power ballads. It's all about romance, baby.
Songs like Home Sweet Home and other songs along those lines. Man, oh man, you can listen to all those songs at the Lighters in the Air station, which I think is just fantastic. From Poison to Skid Row to Motley Crue, whatever it is that gets you in the mood. And then also Metallica's on the mind because they just put out that Black Album reissue with a billion bands covering songs from that album. Well, we have a Metallica cover station. It's called Cover Me. And you can listen to all Metallica covers on that station.
Oh, yeah, man. Lots of Odyssey curated stations just for you. Man, if you want audio, I mean the audio that matters to you, then you've got to go to Odyssey. Get that app today. AUDACY Odyssey.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game. So everybody scream his name. B-Migs, don't be a loser. B-Migs, you're a loser.
It is time to beat Migs.
Oh, the Rev is on vacation all week, so it's Sarah?
That's right, all week long.
Oh, nice.
Woo! And you guys, thank you. Thank you for that enthusiasm, Danny.
You're welcome.
You're the only one.
Yeah!
There we go. Come on, it's time to pump it up for Monday.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we all need to get pumped. Here.
Pardon me? Pumped up is what we need to get.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
I don't know about you guys, but I am feeling pumped up. Yesterday's game was a big win.
It was awesome. How'd your fiance feel about it?
Oh yeah, my fiance. I was actually very happy because he was very excited, and I was nervous that if they did bad, he was going to get upset.
Is he one of those kind of guys that'll ruin the rest of his day?
Ruin. He will be so moody the rest of the day, or if it's a night game, then the next day he's like so down.
Well, I'm glad it didn't happen.
Yeah. Oh, for me too. Me too.
It's a great win.
And I was like, are they looking good? And then I was like, are the Colts a good team? Like, I had no idea. And he's like, yeah, they're actually like pretty decent. I was like, okay, that means we're doing good then.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say this year how good anybody really is, but they had 11 wins last year, so, I mean, they were a decent team.
Yeah, so it was good. I'm pumped.
Hooray!
All right, let's get to this game, shall we? Today we have Adam from Shelton. Adam, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning, Adam. How you doing? You pumped up?
Hey, I'm pumped up, and congratulations on the engagement.
Oh, thank you. Okay, Steve, now get out. For those playing at home, Adam has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What actor plays the title character in the movie Dear John?
Pass.
What is the capital of Arkansas?
Pass.
How many Super Bowl rings does Peyton Manning have?
4.
No.
3, 2.
2, yes. The fast food restaurant McDonald's was founded in what decade?
50s.
Yes. What type of dog is the mascot of Yale University?
Poodle.
No.
Bloodhound.
No.
Bulldog.
Yes.
Nice.
Monkey 47 is a brand of what alcohol?
Vodka.
No.
Tequila.
No.
Rum.
No. The Orioles is a baseball team from what city?
Baltimore.
Yes. If there are 16 ounces in 1 pound, how many ounces are there in 4 pounds?
64.
Yes. Where is your thyroid gland located?
Your neck.
Yes. Which animal can stand on its own tail?
Kangaroo.
Yes. 7 correct. Okay.
I wouldn't have got all those, actually. I would have lost this one big time.
The beginning was a little sketchy, but then you killed it at the end.
Adam came back, baby.
I have faith. I think Adam's going to win.
Oh, really?
I do. I'm saying it.
Wow. Look at that throw. I mean, Steve's had a little tough time lately. We'll see.
I think he's going to be like the Seahawks and get a win here.
All right. Steve. Thank you.
No, not Adam.
Oh, man, you can do me like that? You're going to make me. I'm the Indianapolis Colts?
Yeah. Yep, sorry.
They are.
This sucks.
All right, Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
What actor plays the title character in the movie Dear John?
Crap, I don't know. Paul Rudd.
No.
Steve Carell.
No.
Will Ferrell.
No. What is the capital of Arkansas?
Arkansas City?
No.
Lawrence?
No.
Toledo.
No.
Toledo.
How many Super Bowl rings does Peyton Manning have?
2.
Yes. The fast food restaurant McDonald's was founded in what decade?
The 50s.
Yes. What type of dog is the mascot of Yale University?
A bulldog.
Yes. Monkey 47 is a brand of what alcohol?
Whiskey.
No.
Rum.
No.
Vodka.
No. The Orioles is a baseball team from what city?
Baltimore.
Yes. If there are 16 ounces in 1 pound, how many ounces are there in 4 pounds?
Son of a... 48.
No.
44.
No.
36.
No.
I don't know.
Where is your thyroid gland located?
Above your area.
Wow. Steve, you got 4 correct.
Wow.
And you lost. Woo! 4-7.
Sarah was right.
You were on point.
I was right. I thought you did a little better than that, but. Oh,
thanks. Way to rub it in.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know, that's very exciting. And I think that we deserve this, don't we? I mean. Exciting.
Yeah, that feels good. Okay, does anybody know the actor that plays the title character in the movie Dear John?
Channing Tatum?
Yes!
Oh, good call, with Vic. I never saw it,
but I remember seeing the cover with, like, Amanda Seyfried.
Yeah, the girl from Mean Girls, the big eyes.
Oh, wow. I wonder how that movie did, because I don't even know it.
It wasn't really that great, honestly.
All right, then. Well, great trivia question. Yeah.
Does anybody know the capital of Arkansas?
Is it Little Rock?
Yes.
Yeah, I was just trying to think of anywhere in Arkansas. I can't think of a single place.
Can't believe you don't remember where we're from, Steve.
is that Elmer Fudd?
No, it's your former president, Bill Clinton. Oh. Sort of.
Wow.
That sounds like Foghorn Leghorn.
Well, he's a little bit more. I mean, well, never mind.
Does anybody know what kind of alcohol is Monkey 47?
We guess almost everything.
No.
What else is there?
Gin.
Gin.
We forget about gin.
Yeah,
and then, Steve, there are 64 ounces and 4 pounds. Just in case you wanted to know.
16, math.
Well, congratulations to Adam on beating Steve.
Woo! Good job, Adam. And thank you for the song. Very exciting. Very, very exciting. Hey, Shaq was on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Shaquille O'Neal, and was talking about, that he actually recently tried Tinder. Which is interesting. You figure a guy like Shaq, with his whole everything, you know, we go to, maybe a millionaire matchmaker or something like that. Like, you think that, you know, somebody in his financial situation,
right,
have someone to go to beyond just what us regular folks do.
Or the rich person Tinder. You remember, I can't remember the name of it, but there was a Tinder that's just for, like, people that are, like, you know, really well off or professional athletes or whatever it may be.
Raya,
yeah. But Shaq always comes off as kind of like just a dude of the dudes. You know what I mean? Like, you hear stories of him just throwing money around and doing good things for people. I feel like that applies to everything in his life. He just doesn't feel like he's above anything. Or, except his height. He's above everyone in height.
Or at that point, maybe it's like an endorsement deal. Maybe they're like, hey, Shaq, you endorse everything else, like the general and this, that, and the other. Get on Tinder, see if you like it, and that way you could throw the endorsement out.
You may be right, Danny. This is a surprise move. Though Steve makes a point, maybe he, you know, or he's just looking for a regular person.
Yeah, he doesn't want a gold digger. He's just like, screw it. I want to get with someone who's just whatever. Yeah.
Well, whatever.
He doesn't want me for my money, even though it says I'm Shaq and I'm on Tinder.
Yeah, didn't. But you know what? He told Jimmy didn't really work out for him.
Are you dating? Are you like on Tinder or anything like that? I heard you were on Tinder at one point.
I signed up for Tinder.
You did?
Put in my name.
Uh-huh.
And I tried to make a person meet me, and they didn't believe it was me.
Nobody believed it was you.
I was like, it's me, it's Shaq. But no, you're not. And you know what? You know what's funny? She said, Shaq would never be on this. So I had to hit delete. I had to delete my account. She was hot, too. I was like, I'm 5 minutes, just please, just meet me at Starbucks. And they're like, no. Stranger danger, no.
He must have been really in the mood for some loving.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Meet me now, you're hot.
Yeah. Hadn't thought about that. Yeah, who is going to meet anybody who claims to be Shaquille O'Neal? Nobody.
I would love to have seen his Tinder profile. Like, does it say, like, NBA champion? You know, like, what does he have on there?
Yeah, that would have been awesome. I mean, yeah, do you really go the humility route, or do you just show off all the bling?
And, okay, Vicky, let's just say you're on Tinder, and you match with Shaq, and you're like, oh, okay, and then he says, hey, let's meet up, would you?
I'd want, like, a video chat to confirm beforehand, because I'm going to assume this person's going to rob me. If you're not putting, first, I'm thinking you're not real, so why would I want to go out with somebody that is faking to be somebody else? And if they're really adamant, like, this is me, I need proof before I go.
See, I think I just give it a chance. I mean, it's meeting at Starbucks. Worst case scenario, I get myself a coffee and a sandwich, really? And I leave.
No, the worst case scenario is you end up in the bathtub without your kidneys.
Yes.
At Starbucks, I feel like we're all right if we go somewhere in public.
Well, they can, you know, I don't know if you know the Starbucks.
They follow you in your car. They know what you drive. You got to think of these things. And then you have no kidney.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't it Conan and Dave Franco who did like a bit one time? If you get a chance, look it up on YouTube. And they went on Tinder and no one believed it was them. So they had to like send pictures and then they met up with a random person. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh my God, it's really Dave Franco and Conan. It was so
that's
great.
Funny.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you'd have to do. Like Vicky said, you'd have to do like a video call. I feel like. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how long ago it was for Shaq, but yeah, you'd probably go, look, let's do a Zoom. I'll show you that I'm me or something. But even still, I mean, people, who are going to believe it? With all the catfishing going on, of course, no one's going to believe it's really Shaq.
And then you show up and you probably have that doubt like, oh, this guy just looks like Shaq. It's not really Shaq. It's just a Shaq lookalike.
So Shaq is
same height.
So he's got to have like what? I mean, what do people used to do? You have to have a paper of the today's date. Right. He's got to have all the bling, show off all of his trophies.
Show his driver's license.
Yeah, he's got to do all of that stuff just to prove he's him. And then, you know, do you go or do you think, okay, somehow somebody got a video? I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I trust it, Steve. I want my kidneys.
The texter had a good point. Could you imagine being the girl that just turned down Shaq only to hear him on an interview with Jimmy Kimmel and realize that you had a chance?
Oh, I hope that she got to see that. Because you're right. You'd be like, I just missed the lottery, maybe.
And how many people are now like on Twitter pretending to be that? Shaq, that was me. I swear, I want to go out with you now.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Hey, you know, yesterday was a good day as our Seattle Seahawks won their first game of the season against the Colts. Should we be excited? Should we be concerned? Well, you know our buddy Mitch Levy. He's going to be on with us to recap the whole game at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle.
BJ, very excited to have our next guest on. He's back, and the Seahawks started off their season with a big victory. Please welcome to the show from Mitch Unfiltered,
there he is.
Mitch Levy.
Mixy!
Yo!
There he is. There he is. What are we on? Episode 4 million? What are we on with Mitch Unfiltered? Where are we?
Episode 158 debuted early this morning. And not only do we do the NFL stuff, but your dear friend Danny. Do you guys know Danny O'Neill?
I do know Danny. He's a very talented dude.
Lots of shifting going on in sports radio in the Seattle market. So he is no longer doing his morning show, which means you guys get two or three more people to listen to you. And here
is
we go.
Is he still on the radio?
No, he used to do the morning show on ESPN 710, and they changed.
Yeah,
really? Mike Salk put himself back in. Yeah, and so so Danny joined us from New York to kind of talk a little bit about what it meant the end at ESPN 710 and what his plans are and so forth and so on.
Please pass along to Danny that I always liked him. I always thought he was really fun
did
on the
you?
Radio and yeah, I did. I used to listen to his when he was not on mornings obviously, but when he was in the afternoons I listened to him. Really liked Danny. Oh, that's sad news. I mean, look, people make decisions. Sometimes I don't know if they're the right ones. Okay.
Here we are.
Not blaming Danny. I'm just saying, I'm blaming maybe the people the people that make decisions about Danny.
He didn't make that decision. But what I can tell you guys is it's great to be back on the Rock. It's great to be talking Seahawks football.
Yes,
it was terrific. I don't know how much you guys watched yesterday the football around the NFL, but it was great to see the fans back.
Yeah,
you know, lots of loud stadiums. It was it was a breath of fresh air for me at least.
Yeah, I'm hoping that everybody's good and we don't get any, people were safe and did everything they were supposed to do so that we can continue to have fans in the stadium because it was great to see them back.
Yeah. 28-16, the Seahawks are off to a good start. They're 1-0. They're going to play 17 this year. So I got to get the idea. I got to understand this, BJ. With 16 games, what did you decide the exhibition season went into the season by how many?
Yeah, this is this could be,
your fault now, Mitch.
Yeah, you brought it up. I was ready to give it a rest after my embarrassing loss to you last season, which I have to make up for breakfast soon. I'm on to a whole different scenario. Do we have three wild card teams this year or two?
Same thing as we've had. We have the three wild card teams in each of the
That's going to be an official thing going forward because it used to be that wasn't it just two and then you had then two teams got a bye. But is it going to be one team getting a bye again?
We get one team that gets a bye in each conference. Right?
I thought that was COVID. Yeah. That's going to be the way it's going forward.
That's a thing now.
I mean, granted, we could, because I figured this out, if everybody goes against, is 500 against our own division, in other words, if everybody in our division is 500 against everybody in our division, we could have 14-3, four 14-3 teams, and they can and all of them can make the playoffs. I know it's crazy.
Bixie.
What it's
you started this.
Hey, now they're on pace for a 14-3 season, right?
It's far-fetched, but your point, I think, is still a sub headline from yesterday. I think the NFC West is really, really good. I did not expect the Arizona Cardinals to go to Tennessee, the team that the Seahawks are playing this week. Yeah. Tennessee's supposed to be really good. They got Julio Jones from the Falcons to come there to join an already talented offense. Ryan Tannehill's been playing great. And I expected Tennessee to beat the Cardinals yesterday. I didn't know about Detroit and San Francisco. I didn't know about the Bears and the Rams. But boy, the NFC West yesterday was terrific. I mean, Arizona put a pounding on Tennessee on the road. The 49ers were up three or four touchdowns on Detroit. Detroit came back. Last night on Sunday Night Football, while we were all sleeping, you guys were sleeping anyway, the Rams and the Bears played, and the Rams have Matthew Stafford now.
Yeah.
And they're really, really good. Boy, the NFC West is going to be a ball buster the entire season. There's no question about it.
I'm just wondering, is anybody going to be able to score points against the Rams? I mean, that is something I'm going to pay attention to. That Matthew Stafford is just so happy because all he has to do is be average.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. The way you beat the Rams in the last several years, where you could count on Jared Goff to let you down. You could count on Jared Goff to let the Rams offense down.
Yeah.
Does that ain't happening anymore with Matt Stafford. I mean, he's going to be maybe even a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback. He's still got a lot of game left. I watched him play last night against the Rams.
Yeah.
The Rams are the chalk in the division. Much as we want to sit here and think that the Seahawks are, the Rams are the favorites to win the NFC West with Matt Stafford.
Yeah, it's hard to with that defense. It's hard to disagree with you, Mitch. And like you said, with an above average quarterback like he is, you got to be. That's what scares me. And then the Cardinals also scare the hell out of me. Man, do they scare me?
They're gonna. It's gonna be a bloodbath in the NFC West. They're all gonna play each other twice. So that means everybody's gonna have six games in the NFC West. We'll see how it works out. My sense is that all three of those teams, barring injury, and injury always decides this, you know this, injury always decides the NFL, but barring injury, I would be very surprised if all three teams, the 49ers, the Seahawks, and the Rams, probably not the Cardinals, but they were great yesterday, I would think that all three teams again make the playoffs in the NFC.
I feel like the difference maker, Mitch, will be, you know, the fact that we finish first. And so those couple of games that we have to play, including the extra game, I think, where you have to play the same people in, you know, the same first place teams. That's how they balance out your games. Right. It's like it used to be two, but now it'll be three. You face against like opponents. We are going to have to face first place teams from last year. Whereas, you know, you've got your Rams and you've got your Niners especially, who they will have to, they won't. They'll face what, third place teams, I think, because they finished third?
Everybody will face the same in the division, and so the extra game. If you're talking about the 17th game, I don't know if you're talking about the 17th game.
Well, the 17th
all of those games,
and then
it's going to be Pittsburgh.
Yes,
Seattle's 17th game is going to be Pittsburgh. And don't forget the NFC. Now that you have 17 games this year, it goes back and forth. The NFC will play an extra road game. So the Seahawks are playing 9 road games and 8 home games. Next year, it'll flip, and the Seahawks will get an extra home game for the Seahawks.
If yesterday was an indication, road games are fine with the Seahawks, man. They just look great.
Can you believe this? When Mike Holmgren was the coach, and he was terrific, he's a Hall of Fame coach, even though he's not in the Hall of Fame, when the Seahawks 10 or 12 years ago were going east, it was the thing was they couldn't play at 10 a.m., right? They can't go east and have to play at 10 a.m. on their own clock, and there was some stats to back it up. And we would get the schedule in the off season, and the first thing we would say is, oh, geez, how many times do we have to play at 10 a.m. on the road Eastern time?
Yeah.
Now, did you see the stat? As of yesterday, after their victory over the Colts, in their last 13 games on the road at 10 a.m. Pacific time, the Seahawks are now 12-1 in their last 13 games at 10 a.m. So it's turned completely around. Now they're the best team on the West Coast to have to go to the East Coast.
Well, I saw Luke Wilson was on the fifth quarter or whatever, the Paul Silva show, and he mentioned something about that, saying, you know, what works for them is that Pete Carroll makes them all go a day earlier to whatever town that they're going to, so they get a little bit more acclimated to the schedule and to the time. So I wonder if that has something to do with it.
I think certain trips they go a day earlier. I think other trips, I think it depends on where they are. But you know what it has to do with a lot? Number three, they got a quarterback. You know, it's funny how a lot of things go away. A lot of problems go away if you've got the all-time quarterback. And boy, he was great yesterday. He's always great in the first half of the season.
Yeah.
We'll have to see if we're going down that road again. But he's always, I mean, 4 touchdowns yesterday. No interceptions. He had 152 passer rating. A perfect passer rating is 158. So he had a 152 yesterday. And offensively, the Seahawks, you know, there'll be questions about the offensive line like there always is, and there'll be questions about the depth. They can't handle a DK Metcalf or a Tyler Lockett getting hurt because they're not deep enough at wide receiver. But while they're healthy, let me just tell you this, guys. While they're healthy now, offensively, you talk about Russell Wilson, skilled position players. Russell Wilson, Chris Carson's playing great, is at a great stage of his career. DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, and the two tight ends, Disley and Everett. You put all of that together, and I'm telling you, Russell Wilson has an embarrassment of riches, and offensively, they've got as much firepower as any team in the National Football League. It's going to come down to cornerback, pass coverage, defense. We'll see how good they are. Are they good enough defensively to be the best team in the NFC West instead of the Rams?
And I like that kid. I forgot his name. The kid number one.
That's D. Eskridge. He's their third wide receiver. He's a great piece that they got in the draft this year. Coming around on the fly sweep, and they
how's
throw
he doing?
He's doing very well. He had an injury.
He was
yesterday
on the sideline for a while. Yeah, is he going to do we?
I don't know if he's in the concussion protocol, but we'll wait and see whether he's available for week two against the Titans this week.
Yeah, I like that kid.
Very good.
And the other two games that we have, Mitch, based on how we place in the division, which is going to be tough. We have to play the Saints because of that, because they were the first place team in their division, and so that's a game we have to play. That well, after how the Saints did yesterday, I'm a little nervous too, because boy, they put a whooping.
So the Saints won that division. That's right, last year. But listen to this: if that's the division, you have it in front of you. That's the division that they play, then they get a break actually, because Tampa Bay is in that division, and Tampa Bay is the clear Super Bowl champions.
That's what I'm saying. That we don't play that division, we don't play that division in our conference. There's two out of division games that we play in our own conference. Those are the ones that are based on your first place finish. So you know what you do is you have one division you play in the AFC, one division you play in the NFC, plus you play your own division, and then there's going to be the three games. The one extra game and then two conference games. And the two conference games you play are first place teams. So Washington and New Orleans, we have to play because they finished first in their conference.
And what I'm saying is that somebody in our division, I guess it's the Rams, would have to play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
You're absolutely right. Yeah.
What I'm saying is you're catching a break in the NFC South because while the Saints won the division last year, they're not really the toughest out in the NFC South. You're getting a break by not having to play the Buccaneers. That's what I'm saying.
See, we'll see that because we heard yesterday was how great their defense is, but you still think good. That Tampa Bay's better than New Orleans, yeah?
I think Tampa Bay's the best team in football.
They won a Super Bowl or anything.
They not only won the Super Bowl, but they're the first team in the Super Bowl era to win a Super Bowl and then bring back the 22 starters, 11 on offense, 11 defense. They lost nobody through. Normally, you win the Super Bowl and then you lose. You lose a few guys to free agency, right? The guys cash in, they go other places, they make their money. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are returning all 22 starters from their Super Bowl team. And as long as number 12, Tom Brady, stays upright, they are the clear favorite, not only in the NFC South, but in the NFC. So it's nice that the Seahawks, I guess you're saying that they won a wild card. I think that's true. They were a wild card last year. The Saints were the division winner. I think that's true. So that would mean the Rams would have to play the Bucs and the Seahawks would have to play the Saints. And you'd rather Jameis Winston than Tom Brady. I don't know if you've ever heard of Tom Brady, BJ.
I don't know. I mean, I know he's played a couple games. You know, I know that.
Hey, Mitch, watching the game, obviously we didn't get to really see any of our starters during the preseason because none of them played.
Right.
So it was really fun getting to finally see Russ working with Shane Waldron. What was your thoughts overall for their performance? Obviously, Russ played great, but it was nice
really
to see
good.
Some different stuff out there that we
really
didn't typically
see. Some sleight of hand, some creativity. You know, what he brings to the table is a system, Migsy, that and it's so super early. Time will tell. The question is always with Russell Wilson is how many times is he going to get hit? How many times is he going to get punched in the face? How many times is he going to get sacked? How many times is he going to get hit after he throws? And what Waldron supposedly brings to hit with him from the Rams is a system where there's a lot of plays where Wilson will get the ball out of his hand quickly. lot of quick stuff in the flat, quick slants, a lot of quick passing game stuff instead of Russell Wilson going back to pass and standing and standing and standing and looking for something deep, deep, deep down the field. The thought is he'll get the ball out faster, he'll get hit less, and then we won't have what happened last year, which is he's great over the first 8 games, and then something happens over the last 8 games where he gets knocked around a little bit, teams catch on, and he's not nearly as impactful. Hopefully he'll have a kind of an MVP full season instead of a half season. Yes, but yesterday, Migsy, I thought it was good. I thought Waldron was good. I thought the play calling was creative. They scored at will. It was Indianapolis. I think Indianapolis has a good defense. So I think that in that way, it was a very good positive sign for the Seahawks. But the one thing that the question that we're going to talk about every Monday morning, unfortunately, you're going to hear me talking about is, what about the Seahawks cornerbacks? What about the Seahawks defense against the pass? Yesterday, they were fine. They gave up 16 points. But they played an Indianapolis Colts team with Carson Wentz as the quarterback and very limited wide receivers. This was a perfect first game for the Seahawks cornerbacks. Next week, this week, they're going to face Julio Jones. They're going to face A.J. Brown. They're going to face Josh Reynolds. They're going to face Ryan Tannehill. As the year goes on, they're going to have to play well. We'll see how the defense holds up against the good pass teams, the good wide receivers in the NFL.
Yeah, I think I did hear them mention that the Colts offense said that there was a couple of big dudes out for them that really made a little bit of a difference, and that made me wonder about our defense.
Well, T.Y. Hilton was out, one of the wide receivers, but the quarterback came back and the offensive lineman came back. The left tackle was out, but he's been out with an Achilles for the last many, many, many months. So it was a good soft landing for the Seahawks. I'm not going to claim that they played a Super Bowl champion yesterday, but they won on the road. Exuberance is back in the NFL. You've got fans coming to the games. That was not an easy place to go play. They went into somebody else's home with 70,000 rabid fans and won a football game. So I'm really excited. I think this is going to be a great, fun season. It's going to be great to be on with you guys. And let's see how they do over the next 16 games.
And if people want to get the legendary episode 158, where do they go get it with Mitch Unfiltered?
Anywhere where podcasts are found, BJ. Anywhere where podcasts are found. We talk all about it. We got a couple hours on there today, and we do five or six shows a week for the patrons on the we do about five, six shows a week now on the patron site. So we're really excited about Mitch Unfiltered during the football season. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it very much.
Oh, definitely, Mitch. And like Mitch said, every Monday we'll be talking to him, or actually every day after following a Seahawks game. And MitchUnfiltered.com, you can go find it there, too. That's a site you should check out. All right, Mitch. So we will hopefully be talking good stuff with you next Monday as well.
2-0, hopefully, after a win over the Titans in their home opener. It's going to be great to be back with you guys this year. Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Mitch. Okay. James Hetfield of Metallica, he was brought to tears during an interview, and Elton John was to blame. You're going to hear what happened at 7:50 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I have lots of tickets that I haven't paid. Can those be discharged through a bankruptcy?
Yes, there are some limits on what we can do with tickets. Tickets cannot be discharged in a full bankruptcy. In a Chapter 7 case, that won't help you get your license back. But in Chapter 13 reorganization, tickets are dischargeable. Most types of tickets are dischargeable. So you would have to pay back some of the tickets in a Chapter 13 case, but the vast majority of them could be discharged if you complete the plan. And again, you would get your license back right away when you file the Chapter 13 case, as long as the only reason you don't have your license is because of failure to pay your tickets. But the Chapter 13 process will help you get your license back and repay a small portion of your tickets in most cases, and get your license reinstated almost immediately.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.